We've got about maybe 20 to 25, just depending, that are still working at the park to basically maintain the closure of the park and to do some of the projects, winterization projects, such as utilities, water systems, that need some attention as the weather starts to get colder.
What would you normally be doing in October in the park, Denise?
Well, my position is the public affairs, the communications and outreach manager, as well as the lands manager working with the private lands within the park. So my normal day-to-day job is communication, outreach to the public, to the media, as well as internal communication with our employees as far as what's going on, issues at hand, closures, changes, openings, whatever it may be, but basically communications.
Well, you are doing that with me right now, but you're not getting paid for this, are you?
You know, I'm not, and I have been doing this very limited part-time throughout the shutdown, and mostly it's responding to inquiries. But probably the more important part of my job has been to keep communications open with our employees, trying to keep them apprised of what's going on and keep them up to date on what's going on as far as, you know, filing for unemployment insurance if they want to do that, how they can use their savings to take loans from it, keeping them updated about what we know about the shutdown, and just keeping that internal communications going.
It's been almost 2 weeks since you were furloughed, and that starts to really eat into people's paychecks. I mean, I assume some are applying for unemployment. Are you?
Well, coming up on 2 weeks is a paycheck for us. We get paid every 2 weeks. And lots of employees, this definitely has an impact to us. I mean, we're the same as everybody else. We've got kids in school. We've got mortgages to pay, you know, need to go to the grocery store to get food to put on the table for our families, loans to pay off. I mean, we're just like everyone else. What's a bit unsettling with this is it's the unknown. We have no idea if this furlough was going to last 2 days, 2 weeks, or 2 months, and we still don't know that.
So what, Denise, is morale like? I mean, how upset are people at their employer being the Congress and the President?
You know, I think it's overall disappointment. And I see that not only with our employees, but also with the visitors, with our neighbors, with our community members that provide services for our guests. I think it's just plain disappointment that moves to anger. And we see that not only, you know, within the employee ranks and, you know, the folks that I just talked about, but our visitors as well. We still have several visitors, you know, coming to the park with the idea that they're going to get to see Glacier National Park. And it may be their bucket list or their vacation that they've saved for years. And they get here and we say, gosh, sorry, we can't let you into the park. And for us, it's counterintuitive because many of us working for the Park Service, we're here because we care about the resources, we care about visitor, we care about customer service, and to say, hey, the park's closed right now, is very opposite of why many of us are here and why we're working with the National Park Service.
Plus, you're getting all their ire. You're the face of the shutdown. When they show up at the park, you guys are the ones who are there having to take the brunt of that anger, are you not?
You know, we get a little bit of it, but for the most part, the visitors have been very respectful of the folks in the green and gray. They've been very respectful of the rangers, and the rangers are the one telling them, hey, sorry, it's closed. So for the most part, folks have been very respectful, and boy, that's definitely appreciated.
This is normally a busy time for park employees, isn't it? I mean, obviously summer with all the tourists and so on is really, really busy, but this is your transition season where you kind of get the park ready for winter, and winter is a big deal in the park. So you would be normally very busy now, all of you, wouldn't you?
It is. It is you know, almost any time of the year is busy for whatever reason it is at Glacier National Park. And in the summer, we've got about 350 employees that are hired as seasonal help. And at this time of year, we've got about 125 of those folks still on hand. And one of our biggest projects is not only just the fall visitation, and lots of locals come to the park this time of year. The fall colors are spectacular. This year, the road happened to be open longer on the west side, which is the first for several years, and that's been quite exciting for not only everybody in the park, but the communities around the park. And so that's a big impact for us right now. Probably the biggest impact that I see is the getting ready for winter, as you say, the winterization of our facilities, the winterization of our roads, and preparing for that.
Denise, one final question for you. If you could sit down with the congressional leadership and the president, what would you say to them?
Oh, that's a hard one, Sally. You know, I think there's always a difference between being an employee of a government agency and then being a constituent, a member of the United States of America and as a taxpayer. And I think the overall message is, you know, let's get our act together, let's work together.
Speaking as both.
As both.
Well, I have been speaking with Denise Germain, who is the public information person for Glacier National Park. She's been furloughed almost 2 weeks and was generous enough with her time to speak with me today. Denise, I really appreciate it, and good luck.
Thanks, Sally.